So, Sean, where are you from?
I'm actually, well, I was actually originally born in Hong Kong, and I lived in Hong Kong for around 6 years. And then I moved to Canada, which is where I'm from now.
Wow. So, do you remember Hong Kong?
I do. I loved Hong Kong. I still do love Hong Kong. It's always been, the city I was born in and the city I grew up in.
Wow. What do you remember about Hong Kong?
I just the massive buildings, the plethora of people.
Right.
Yeah. And also the toy shops, they were some of the biggest I'd ever seen.
Yeah, for a child.
Yeah.
Did you actually learn some Chinese when you were there?
I did. I used to be able to converse pretty much, basically, I guess, converse with taxi drivers, shopkeepers, people on the street if I ever got lost. I used to be able to actually ask them where to go, how long it would take me to get there.
Right.
Yeah, but I've seemed to have lost all that now.
That was a long time ago. What was it like moving from Canada? I mean, from Hong Kong to Canada?
It was a big change. I came out of Hong Kong with a really strong British accent, and I spoke just like everyone else I knew spoke in Hong Kong. But when I got to Canada, I was made fun of because I said all the words I pronounced differently to other
Right.
kids. So it was a weird experience. I got laughed at a whole bunch, but now my accent has changed, shifted to a Canadian one. Although I
Right.
still have remnants of a British accent, so.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, when you moved from Hong Kong to, was it Vancouver?
It's Victoria.
Oh, you lived in
Yeah.
Victoria. What was that like going from a big city to Victoria?
Oh, it was a depressing change, I guess. We had a townhouse in Hong Kong, and it was just long-term friends there, friends that I had for a long time, ever since I was born. And moving to Victoria, it was a shock to me, I guess.
Yeah.
And I needed to make new friends. I needed to find a new place to hang out. And since our home in Victoria was out in the country, it was nowhere close to the town. And there was no bus service at the time. Oh, mind you, I was a bit too young to ride the bus, but it was just so out of the way that I spent most of my days at home playing with Lego.
Right.